Self-esteem is your mind's immune system. We often hear about boosting self-esteem through 10 steps to build your self-esteem or 5 tips to gain confidence, but what exactly is self-esteem? Think of self-esteem as the immune system of your mind. It gives you strength, resilience, and the ability to recover from setbacks. Just like your immune system, self-esteem is something you're born with and need to navigate life's challenges. Another way to understand self-esteem is to compare it to calcium. Calcium makes your teeth and bones strong and is essential for a healthy body. Similarly, self-esteem is crucial for strong mental development. While a lack of calcium won't necessarily kill you, it will weaken your body and limit your ability to live fully. The same is true for self-esteem. You don't need it to survive, but you can't live a full life without it. Why? Because self-esteem shapes what we think we can achieve. These beliefs influence our actions, making them come true. In other words, self-esteem becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. The impact of low self-esteem. Take the story of a recovering alcoholic from a psychotherapy practice. He was close to getting the biggest commission of his career as an architect. Instead of feeling excited, he felt anxious and unworthy due to his low self-esteem. To calm his nerves, he drank heavily, acted inappropriately, and lost his job. His low self-esteem directly led to his failure. Improving your self-esteem can help you break this cycle. Believe in your capabilities, and your actions will follow, leading to positive outcomes. Self-esteem is believing you deserve happiness. Self-esteem is vital for our mental well-being and happiness. At its core, self-esteem is about believing that we deserve to be happy. High self-esteem means we assert this right and take steps to achieve it, while low self-esteem means we let others override our right to happiness. To see this in real life, consider a client who repeatedly fell for married men who didn't care about her. This pattern became clear when she shared that her father abandoned her family and her mother blamed her for it. This experience made her feel unworthy of love, and she later sought relationships that confirmed this belief, reinforcing her low self-esteem. People with low self-esteem often make choices that harm themselves and confirm their negative beliefs. On the flip side, high self-esteem helps us avoid self-created problems and persevere through difficulties. Psychologists demonstrated this by giving participants with different self-esteem levels tasks with some unsolvable problems. Those with high self-esteem kept trying longer than those with low self-esteem. This study shows that our self-view strongly influences how we handle challenges. Understanding this can help us harness the power of self-esteem to improve our lives. Read on to learn how you can boost your self-esteem. The first pillar is mindset and living consciously. To enhance our self-esteem, we must first adopt a mindset focused on conscious living. This means being aware of three key aspects of our perception: facts, interpretations, and emotions. For instance, if you see your boyfriend frowning, you might interpret it as anger, which can make you feel hurt. But what if his expression wasn't a frown at all? Being conscious allows you to reassess such situations calmly, separating facts from interpretations and emotions. To maintain this mindset, ask yourself simple questions throughout the day. How do I feel right now? Why do I feel this way? And, are my actions aligned with my feelings? This practice keeps you connected with your inner world. However, conscious living isn't just about mindset. It's a practical approach too. Take buying a new outfit as an example. You might feel the desire to change your look, internal world, but you also need to consider if you have the money for it, external world. By consciously engaging with both your feelings and your situation, you ensure your decisions are well informed. This conscious approach not only helps you understand yourself better, but also strengthens your overall well-being. It's about actively learning from your environment and adjusting your actions accordingly, ensuring you make sound decisions that support your self-esteem and happiness, self-acceptance, and self-responsibility. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and self-esteem are tightly interconnected, yet each serves a distinct purpose in building confidence and personal growth. Self-acceptance involves acknowledging our actions and reactions without necessarily approving them. It's about understanding why we behave in certain ways, like snapping at someone when stressed, rather than making excuses. By grasping these reasons, we reduce the chances of repeating negative behavior. Critically, accepting ourselves as we are doesn't mean settling into complacency. It's the first step toward improvement because without accepting our current state, we lack the motivation to change. This paradox highlights the importance of accepting who we are now while striving for better. Linked closely to self-acceptance is self-responsibility. This pillar of self-esteem emphasizes taking control of our happiness and actions. Instead of blaming others for our reactions or expecting them to make us happy, we ask ourselves, "What can I do about it?" This proactive mindset fosters growth and empowers us to seek solutions rather than dwelling on problems. Self-assertiveness. Many of us struggle with asserting our right to exist, even though we believe in it. A psychology class experiment showed that students hesitated to say, "I have a right to exist" aloud, fearing disapproval or resentment. This fear is common and hinders confidence. It stems from worries like, "If I speak up, others may disapprove," or, "If I express myself, others might resent me." Overcoming this mindset is crucial for building self-esteem, focusing on self-assertiveness. Being self-assertive means openly being yourself. It involves valuing your beliefs and expressing them confidently. For instance, at a party, if you hear a racial slur that offends you, speaking up shows self-assertiveness. Similarly, if you watch a movie that deeply moves you, expressing your thoughts without fear of judgment strengthens self-esteem. Each time you stand up for your beliefs or express yourself authentically, you boost your self-esteem. This practice fosters personal growth and builds resilience against self-doubt and fear of judgment. By adopting self-assertion, you empower yourself to navigate social situations confidently, fostering a stronger sense of identity and self-worth, achieving self-esteem through purpose and integrity. Living a fulfilling life hinges on two fundamental traits: purpose and integrity. These qualities not only boost self-esteem, but also guide us towards meaningful achievements. To build confidence effectively, it's crucial to take charge of our ambitions. Start by clearly defining your goals and envisioning where you want to be. This proactive approach, known as living purposefully, serves as a compass for progress. However, simply setting goals isn't enough. Consistent monitoring and active pursuit are essential. Consider Jack's story as a cautionary tale. Despite dreaming of becoming a writer, Jack waited passively for the right moment instead of honing his skills. Naturally, his dreams remained unrealized. Having a clear purpose, like becoming a writer, isn't sufficient unless accompanied by proactive steps to achieve it. Aligning actions with goals is pivotal for nurturing self-esteem. Equally important is personal integrity, consistently matching behavior with words. This means keeping promises and being truthful, even when it's easier to do otherwise. Integrity might seem challenging in a world where unethical behavior is normalized, but it's crucial for maintaining a healthy self-image. Building strong self-esteem in children, the role of parents and teachers. The relationship between parents and children significantly shapes a child's self-esteem. Research by psychologist Stanley Cooper Smith emphasizes that factors like social class or money aren't as important as the quality of this relationship. What matters most is how parents interact with their children. A positive parent-child relationship hinges on several key aspects. First, parents must accept their child's thoughts and feelings to validate their worth. Second, parents themselves should demonstrate confidence, serving as role models. Lastly, setting clear boundaries provides a sense of security. For children who haven't developed healthy self-esteem early on, school offers a second chance. Teachers play a crucial role here. Studies show that a teacher's belief in a child's abilities can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. When teachers provide constructive feedback and acknowledge a child's efforts, they help build reality-based self-esteem. Overall, whether at home or in school, nurturing self-esteem in children involves accepting their feelings, setting positive examples, and providing constructive feedback. This approach supports active learning and ensures children feel valued as they grow and succeed. Promote self-esteem in the workplace. The rise in entrepreneurship has created a demand for leaders and employees who can take initiative and responsibility. These qualities are closely tied to high self-esteem. Successful companies understand this connection and actively work to promote self-esteem among their workforce. One effective strategy is to provide feedback that focuses on employee strengths. This not only boosts their confidence but also prepares them better for future challenges. Leaders also play a crucial role in promoting a positive environment. They can encourage innovation and creativity within their teams, which helps in building employees' self-esteem. Self-esteem isn't just an individual trait, it's crucial for organizational success. By emphasizing these principles, companies can create an environment where both individuals and the organization can thrive. This approach not only enhances employee morale, but also contributes to overall productivity and innovation. Key points. 1. Self-esteem is like your mind's immune system, giving strength and resilience to face challenges. 2. Low self-esteem can lead to negative outcomes like self-destructive behavior and missed opportunities. 3. High self-esteem means believing you deserve happiness and actively pursuing it. 4. Conscious living involves understanding your perceptions and emotions to make informed decisions. 5. Self-acceptance and self-responsibility are crucial for personal growth and building confidence. 6. Being self-assertive fosters authenticity and resilience against judgment. 7. Purpose and integrity guide us towards meaningful achievements and boost self-esteem in life and work.